Linda, you've been talking to Chad, the fellow who sent us the pictures, and you've got some information on your website as well. And how are you, by the way?
Well, thank you. I find this a fascinating story, and I look forward to doing another Coast Update May 25th on animal mutilations in both the northern and the southern hemispheres. But right now, we've got this issue of not only the Chad images and fascinating email, but today I received a photo also by email from a source simply identified as, quote, Lake Tahoe 050507 MUFON submitter 7013, unquote. And it was posted at a UFOcasebook.com file. And when I saw this, I realized that the Lake Tahoe aerial craft matches another posted a week ago or so at the Coast to Coast AM website. And you can see both a large version of this Lake Tahoe craft that has a date of May 5th, 2007, and the series of images that are taken by Chad apparently the next day in what I'm calling Central California. Mm-hmm. Both photographers are requesting anonymity. I now know where Chad is, and as the crow flies in that general area of Central California, it is not that terribly far, but in looking at this and at the top of my news website, which is www.earthfiles.com, I have a headline now that is entitled Odd Aerial Drones ? Over Lake Tahoe in Central California, with a hot link to these images and report, which I hope our Coast listeners will go and look at, because this is quite fascinating to me, the comparison. And Lex and I have been talking about that original letter that Chad sent with the images. And I agreed that I would try to get in touch, Lex would help. Mm-hmm. And we've had a series of very interesting emails, Chad and I. Think about this, that his photos were taken, according to him, on May 6th, 2007, which would be 9 days ago.
Right.
The Lake Tahoe is 0505. That would suggest it was taken on May 5th, the day before. Now, one of the main concerns that Chad had in the beginning of our email exchange, which he also had described when he sent that letter to Lex at Coast, is that he was worried about his family's safety and health, since he has now seen this bizarre aerial object, he says, at least 8 times from his house windows and on hikes near his home. He says his neighbors have also seen the unidentified aerial object. And he wrote me on May 10th about what we're sort of between each other are calling it, for lack of any better understanding or term, a drone craft, and says that it is almost silent. But here's a quote: because of the strange noises of the craft, which crackles and hums very quietly, I worry that perhaps there is radiation or something that is affecting us, unquote. Now, he had expressed in the first letter that Lex had received and subsequently in correspondence with me that he had, quote, maybe 4 headaches in the week that he first saw this object. And he said, I'm normally not the kind of person who really ever gets them. Also, my wife has been tired and fatigued lately. She is about a month pregnant. Basically, what I'm worried is that this craft has got some kind of radiation or something. Like I said, it sounds like power lines if you get close enough to it, unquote. Well, I shared Chad's images and observations about that low crackling humming sound with some people who are very knowledgeable about military and civilian aviation technology and military and civilian drones, which are the unmanned aerial devices that, when you start doing research into the drone technology of the world, what you keep seeing are variations on shapes that are something like helicopters or something like very smooth surface airplanes. And the first comments that I got from some of these people in aviation was about the asymmetry, the non-symmetrical shape of this very odd aerial object. And as they said to me, that is not consistent with what we assume is necessary for balanced flight on air molecules, which would be symmetry. And when you go to these photographs, especially the closer up ones that Chad took, and you're looking at these spikes that are coming out, three on one side, this very long tail, only one spike on another side, with all of these strange curved, whatever they are, going up in the air above it, it is not something that you would think could be supported by air molecules.
No, it is just a weird object. And I'm convinced, Linda, whatever it is, it's real. Who knows where it comes from or what it is, but it looks like a real object to me.
Well, and now I'm going to tell you a little bit about this ongoing investigation that I'm in. It's certainly not complete. But I have talked with an aerial drone specialist in California, showed him all of these images, Lake Tahoe and what we're calling Central California. So far, there is no exact match with any drone that he's had access to that is currently manufactured. Now, we talked about black projects, which would be off limits. And so if that were the case, then none of us would be able to see something that might exist or might be in the research stages. But the sound described, I wrote to Chad, is consistent with electrostatic field discharges. I've been around Tesla coils in research, for example, and they give off that kind of crackling, humming sound. And such fields are not radioactive. I don't think he has to worry about that, but positively charged ions in plasma fields are known to give people headaches and nausea. And one of the hypotheses, in fact, in the crop circle mystery has been that some crop formations have made some investigators really ill with bad headaches and nausea, and dogs and other animals stay away. And it's assumed that it might be the positively charged ions. And who knows what this object is giving off. It may have some kind of an electrostatic field around it.